This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Defenders of Ukraine's city of Bakhmut are keeping up the pressure, even though Russian forces declared victory there after the longest and deadliest battle of the war so far. The ongoing defense gives commanders in Moscow another thing to think about ahead of the anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said artillery shelling continues at levels like those at the height of the nine-month fight over the city. Supporters of Poland's opposition parties said in Warsaw on Sunday they were seeking change as they marked the 1989 Solidarity victory. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for the march that stretched out for at least 1 mile, holding banners with messages including, quote, "Free European Poland."